Mythical Beast of Stardust Roadkill. September 1st, 2007, and this is an entry for our news.
Va-tut-ta-va-ta, Tetsis. Phyllis the Fripper, as Phyllis Tanner's known Mondos who are tolerated to tall tales, who claims, among other things, to have lived in after for several years, and despite the Tompletson, which neighbor describes as fairly for Tristan, alleges that she may have found the supposed mystical beast known as the Chupacabra. She ran over the emerald near her home while driving front.
Ain't it ironic? She asked. We finally do discover the Chupacabra. It's roadkill.
When she sobered up the next morning, she promptly put the rest of the emerald on ice in her freezer, alongside bacon, sausages, steaks, and other tuts of meat, intending to have for supper that night. Unfortunately, by this time, rigor mortis had set in, and stiff as it was, it seemed too tough to eat, Tanian decided. An amateur taxidermist and author of innovations in taxidermy ceased considering mounting and stuffing the specimen for preservation as an exhibit in a backyard Bedford museum.
It has nothing to do with Bedford, actually, she admits. But it's a curiosity, and as such, like the museum steward at Valor, it ought to draw some attention.
Bedford Museum is listed as a roadside attraction, along with Michael Jackson's Love Child, on various websites, Tanian pointed out. After studying the remains of the creature, Tanian told a news reporter Lyle Eyes,
It's one oddly vomit. It looks just like the theater in Star Wars, chewing the path or whatever.
Chupacabra means throat sucker in Spanish, a romance language known for stretching the truth on a tazen, as it does by tying the thought roads La Chutarata. According to legends, the animal is the mammal's treatment of the vampire bat. It survives by biting other animals and sucking their blood or other vital fluids. Reportedly, the animals are much sought after by male homosexuals as household pets, despite the fact that their existence has never been confirmed. Allegedly, Senator Barney Frank that said the land trade has offered sizable rewards for anyone who can deliver an actual chupacabra to them, and trade has urged Texas lawmakers to name the creature the state's official animal. Tanian's neighbors believe that she taps at national airlines with another of her many tall tales. A chupacabra for Bird, who owns and operates Bird's Fastens for Bird's Woman, Tanian has been abducted by aliens, possessed by the devil, hunted by ghosts, and reborn from the grave as a vampire. Or maybe it was a zombie. She tells so many lies it's hard to keep them straight. Bird believes that the supposed chupacabra is likely a dead dog she spray painted. Tanian denies that the chupacabra is her own pet, Fido, a faithful German Shepherd that has always been on Tanian's side. Until recently, when, for no apparent reason, according to Tanian,
he went away!
Scientists have said to examine the alleged chupacabra, but Tanian has put them off.
Not until it stopped or manned, she says, or freeze-dried.
I'm an X-ray for our news, and thank you for joining us. Stay safe.